Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Bye-bye. We are getting closer and closer to seeing a Bobby Petrino run offense in Fayetteville, Arkansas. No, you've not stepped into a time machine. If you've been under a rock, no, listen, Arkansas let bygones be bygones, and Sam Pittman said, hey, I need to win, and I need to win now, so I'm going to go get the best guy for the job, and that would be old Bobby P., and he is rolling into town. I'm not saying how many wheels he's rolling on, okay? I'm not making any jokes on that. He's rolling into town and trying to bring back some respectability to that offense for Arkansas. Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine Gilmer. Welcome in to the CFBpod.com show. I'm joined by my panel here, my friends, Brennan Moore, Donovan Wyatt, Dave Shoemate, all with different areas of expertise as we talk college football here, and that's all we do on the CFBpod.com show. But my guy who is more tuned into the SECs and just about anybody, Dave Shoemate, I want to start with you first before we get into these bowl predictions. It's just got to be a altogether exciting, nerve-wracking, just crazy time with Arkansas and what's transpired over the last 6 months or so.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the whole Bobby Petrino hire, you mentioned it, Blaine, right off the bat. I think it has rejuvenated the fan base a little bit. A little excitement heading in, as much excitement as you could probably have heading into a coach's quote-unquote hot seat season. I think people are interested to see how Bobby Petrino, does he cook it back up? Does it feel like it's Tyler Wilson and the boys back in 2011 with Nile Davis and all them? Are we getting that thing rolling again? Because, I mean, I think Arkansas fans have great memories of Bobby Petrino, obviously, before the end of it. But, again, he didn't get fired because of what he was doing on the field. It was obviously off the field stuff. So I think they're fired up to see what he can do. Because when Bobby Petrino has full control, full autonomy, his offense has produced. So I understand the excitement, at least from the offensive side of the ball, for Arkansas heading into the season.
And Donovan, part of that, if they're going to have that excitement, and it's going to, that excitement is going to kind of come to fruition, it's going to sustain throughout the year, it's going to be because they've gotten better up front, which they were not good a year ago. Donovan, as a former FBS offensive lineman, you know, when you come off a year where as a unit you haven't performed maybe as you wanted to, just take us into what you feel like these guys that are returning for Arkansas are probably feeling, and then some of the new guys coming in having heard, hey, the offensive line was the problem last year.
Yeah, I mean, there's two aspects of it, right, for the offensive line. For one, some new guy coming in, whether it's transfer or freshman, you're thinking, all right, well, if this was the problem, I can come in and start day one or push for playing time day one, and that forces everybody in that room to get better. The starters from last year, the swing, you know, backups from last year. The other thing it does, too, is, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Team is not going to be the most successful. They can still be very successful, but I don't think they could ever hit their final goals as a team if their offensive line does not live up to expectations or play to their top ability. You can't have a good, great passing game. You can't have a great running game. Hell, look at Ohio State last year. They had talent everywhere. Their offensive line was a huge weakness, and they still won 11 games, didn't finish to their end goal. So I think this room probably knows because they can hear it, and just common sense. If we don't have good offensive line play, offense does not succeed, team doesn't succeed. So there's a lot of pressure in that room, that offense, coming into 2024.
And, Brennan, it's a weird dynamic because when you talk about this Arkansas club, you really think about Sam Pittman being one of the guys that fits his program about as good as anybody. He's in tune with that fan base. They love him at Arkansas. It's not like he's a – guy that has rubbed people the wrong way, kind of like maybe Jimbo Fisher did at Texas A&M. I think the fan base and the administration are rooting for Sam Pittman. Nobody wants to see him succeed more than they do. It's just the results have not been there the last couple of years.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, Pittman's kind of the epitome of that Arkansas fan base. I mean, but you look elsewhere around the country, just because these guys might be personality fits or they played there. Look at Scott Frost at Nebraska. Didn't really work out. Even at Orgeron at LSU, I know he won a national title, but outside of that national title season, he was kind of iffy at LSU. So just because these guys are perfect fits, whether it be personality, whether it be where they played, et cetera, does not directly translate to success. Yes, it helps, but there's still so many other factors that we touched on, offensive line, defense. I mean, there's just so many other factors that really play into this.
Yeah, and I'm gonna lead off with kind of piggybacking off of what we talked about with offensive line and what you just mentioned there, Brennan, and say my bold prediction is that Arkansas gets back to running the football. And I think people have a misconception about a lot of these guys who are innovative coordinators, whether it's a Lane Kiffin, whether it's a Josh Heupel, whether it's, you know, whoever, that are guys that are known for putting up points. Bobby Petrino, at his core, he wants to be balanced, and if you'll let him run the football, he's going to run the football, and that includes quarterback run as well. And they've brought in Taylen Green from Boise State, who is as electrifying as anybody with the ball in his hands. Some of the stuff that he did, if you go and look at the Mountain West championship game against UNLV, speaking of Arkansas, they had Barry Odom at the helm, who used to be there with Sam Pittman before he left there to running that defense. And then, so when you talk about running the football, I think they're going to have quarterback run as an element. Don't forget, Bobby Petrino coached Lamar Jackson, right? He knows a thing or two about athletic quarterbacks. And if it's not Taylen Green, Jacoby Criswell can also run the football as well, so whichever one it is. But bringing in Jaquindon Jackson and then also Augustive that is there, A.J. Green, all these guys that are part of that backfield – But adding Fernando Carmona and Keyshawn Blackstock to this offensive line, I think what my bold prediction is they're going to have the best yards per carry average in the Sam Pittman era. They're going to average 5.2 yards per carry or greater this year. And I think it's because of some of that physicality that will be reestablished, particularly on that left side with Fernando Carmona, guys. You look at him, his size. He's a guy 6'4", 6'5", 324 pounds. He can bend. He's able to maintain leverage in run blocking. He's good at pass protection for sure. But anybody that has a burrito named after him and has only one of the only NIL deals for San Jose State, sign me up for him to be my left tackle all day long. I think Fernando Carmona makes a big difference, and I think that 5.2 yards per carry average is my bold prediction for Arkansas this year. I'm going to kick it over to you, Dave. What do you got about Wu-Pig Sui in 2024?
Call me crazy. I don't usually go this bold, but I'm even going away from the season. I think Sam Pittman I don't think he does enough to keep his job. I think they're kind of setting it up. From hearing behind the scenes a little bit, Bobby Petrino is already politicking a little bit. If what Blaine says comes true.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If our guy Taylen Green over here has production through the air on the ground, he has all the weapons on the outside back. Andrew Armstrong, Isaac Tesla, Isaiah Satikna. They got some weapons. Bobby Petrino's done more with less before. I think Bobby Petrino, I think in December, early December, we see he is announced as once again the head hog in Fayetteville. I'm going to leave it at that old prediction there. Not 100%, but if I had to go off the grid a little bit, make a crazy bold prediction, probably about craziest we've done at all these bold predictions, I'm gonna go with Bobby Petrino getting a second chance in Fayetteville as the head guy.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy. And Brendan, I think yours goes hand in hand with Dave's. You kind of feel the same way about Pittman's tenure here.
Yeah, just kind of looking at bigger picture, taking a peek at the schedule, it's not easy. Obviously, they're in the SEC, but I mean, you look at the schedule, the non-conference, they go to Oklahoma State. Now, that's a tough game in Stillwater against a team that's going to be near the top of the Big 12, played in the Big 12 title game last year. Also got A&M, Tennessee, LSU, Ole Miss, Texas, Missouri on the schedule. I just don't see a way where this team gets back to a bowl game. Now, I think they're going to upset a couple of teams. I think they end 5-7, maybe even get to 6-6, and maybe lose a bowl game, 5 wins, 6 wins, kind of that range. So I think my bowl prediction is they improve their record, but it's not enough, and Sam Pittman gets fired. Like I said, I think they start 3-2 here in this opening stretch of Arkansas, Pine Bluff, at Oklahoma State, UAB, at Auburn versus A&M. Start 3-2, but stumble down the stretch. Mississippi State's a winnable game. Louisiana Tech's a winnable game. I think those are the five, I think, that Arkansas is going to win. But I think 5-7 range, 5-6 win range, Sam Pittman gets fired.
Well, There you go. Two guys that think Sam Pittman will be moving on after this year. Donnie Mack, you bring us home here. What's your bold prediction for Arkansas?
Yeah, I think the early piece of their schedule is going to be a little bit deceiving, or I guess disappointing for Arkansas fans. I agree with Brennan. I think you start off the season 3-1, and so you're kind of got high hopes there. I think they miss a bowl game for the second straight season. And I'll tell you what, if they're at a point where they're already kind of locked out of bowl game, if they make the call to move on from Sam Pittman and you bring a little juice with Bobby Petrino late in the season, I'm not calling for an upset alert. I'm just saying, look out for some of those teams towards the end, depending on when that move may or may not happen. You got Ole Miss, Texas, and Missouri, your last three or four, fighting for a chance to potentially win the SEC, at least make the playoffs. And that could be a dangerous game, depending on what kind of juice whoever is announced, if this happens, as the interim head coach. If it's Bobby Petrino, I would say certainly look out.
Yeah, and listen, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is a tough, tough schedule when you're talking about what Arkansas is going to face, particularly what Brennan said, that away game at Boone Pickens, not easy. But I want you guys to remember, when Arkansas has some physicality and when they're able to run that football and then set up some of the play-action game that Bobby Petrino will bring, and then that defense is playing a little bit better, I think you're going to see – DWR Razorback Stadium is not an easy place to play. It's just not. Remember Texas in 2021, they came there. It was just a electrifying atmosphere. I mean, it was tremendous. So if they can shorten some of these games and if they can run the football like I think they're going to be able to run it, I think they'll be in a lot of these games close. And I think that'll be, you know, we've seen Sam Pittman win some close games in that 9-4 year, and then we've seen him lose a lot of close games here lately. So how does some of those back and forth games go? I think that'll be the tale of the tale for Arkansas. Guys, we appreciate you tuning in. Listen, we're here providing you this video not only for CFBpod.com, but we are doing it in cooperation with the SEC Unfiltered channel. Make sure that you hit that subscribe button, like here on SEC Unfiltered. We appreciate that a lot. And listen, if you want any coverage of all college football, not just SEC teams, then head over to cfbpod.com and we'll be having.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Blogs on that. We'll have written publications coming out, and then we'll be providing all of our reactions, all of our analysis, everything, predictions as we get into the season. So thank you so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe, turn on notifications. Remember, cfbpod.com in conjunction here with SEC Unfiltered, the best SEC entity on the internet. So thank you so much for tuning in. Like, subscribe, turn on notifications, leave your comments, and we'll catch you guys next time to talk more about the Hogs and more about college football in general here. God bless you. We'll catch you soon.